The previous couple of Mishnayos have been talking about the rules which determine which mitzvahs take priority over others, and which people we help and perform certain mitzvahs on their behalf, which ones take precedence. And this Mishnah continues that topic, and it's going to list the order of statuses in the Jewish people, who's considered to have a higher status such that he would have priority to receive help or honor, to ransom him if it's necessary, to keep him alive, whatever it may be. Kohen kodem leLevi. A Kohen takes precedence over a Levi. The Torah says that Kohanim are separated and are considered to be on a holier level. They are sanctified by Hashem. Levi Yisrael. A Levi takes precedence over a regular Yisrael. Because even regarding the entire tribe of Levi, the Torah says that they were separated, and their natural level of holiness is greater. Yisrael the Mamzer, a regular Jew, takes precedence over a Mamzer, which refers to somebody who was born from certain forbidden relations and forbidden marriages, since the law is that a Mamzer is forbidden to marry a regular Jew. His status is therefore considered to be lower than a regular Jew, or Mamzer l'nosin. A Mamzer takes precedence over a Nosin. A Nosin is somebody who is descended from the Givonim, who tricked Yeshua into allowing them to convert. Be as it may, it's forbidden to marry a Nosin, at least for a regular Jew to marry a Nosin. And the reason why a Mamzer takes precedence over a Nosin is because a Nosin is descended from non-Jews. The Nosin Leger, a Nosin takes precedence over a convert, because the convert himself was once a non-Jew. Not just he's descended from converts, but he himself was once a non-Jew. The Ger Evan Meshuchar, and a regular convert takes precedence over a non-Jewish slave who was freed, and upon being freed, he converted to become Jewish. That's the law. When a non-Jewish slave is freed, he converts to become Jewish. And the reason why a regular convert takes precedence over this type of convert is because this person was once a slave, a non-Jewish slave. And the Torah says that a non-Jewish slave is considered to be cursed. So in his past, he was on an even lower status than this convert who was once a non-Jew, because he was a non-Jewish slave once. So this is the order of statuses of people in general when deciding who takes precedence over who. However, the Mishnah ends beautifully, and this is a beautiful end to the entire Seder and Ezekin. Amosai, when is all of this true? Bezman shekulon shovin, in a time and a situation where all of them are equal in their level of Torah. How much Torah knowledge do they have? How much of a Talmud Chacham are they? Aval imahu mamzer Talmud Chacham, the Kohen Gadol am Haaretz. If there was a mamzer, but he was a very righteous person and was very knowledgeable in Torah, and the other person involved is the Kohen Gadol, the person really with the highest status, but he was an am Haaretz. He was ignorant, he didn't know a lot of Torah. Then says the Mishnah, Mamzer Talmud Chacham, Koidim L'Kohen Gadol Am Haaretz. The Mamzer, who is Talmud Chacham, a righteous, knowledgeable person, he takes precedence and he has priority over the Kohen Gadol even, who is ignorant of Torah. And the Gemara learns this from the Poskin Mishle, which says that Yekorah Hi Mipninim. Torah is more precious than pearls. And the word Pninim also comes from the word Pnim, Lifnim, which means inside, and the Gemara explains that another meaning of the Pasuk is that the Torah is more precious than the Kohen Gadol who enters Lifnai v'Lifnim. He enters into the most inside part of the Beis HaMikdash, the holiest part of the Beis HaMikdash. However, he himself is not considered to be as holy as somebody who is a Talmud Chacham and has learned a lot of Torah. Solik Maseches Horius v'Hadron Aloch Seder Nezikin, a huge, huge, huge Mazel Tov.